to a special on-the-shelf episode of...
Brutal Battle.
Yes, so I know people will be like, you did an on-the-shelf episode not that long ago. I think it was only like 4 or 5 episodes ago, something like that. But there's a reason for this one. It's because this one is special in the sense that it's timely with the season. We are doing something that we don't really like to do. Rebecca, you used to like to do this type of stuff, but now, not such a fan.
Well, you have to say what it is. The pumpkin beers.
Yes, pumpkin beers.
I
have a hard time saying it.
No.
Like, that's how much I'm not into pumpkin beers.
Well, I feel like pumpkin beers was definitely a way to kind of get into craft beer for me. So I think there's a time and a place for them. Every year I want to like them because I love pumpkin flavored things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can't say that. I love pumpkin, like pumpkin pie. I think sometimes people kind of go over the top with all the pumpkin stuff. I'm not like quite at that level. But it's so hard because I continually am disappointed.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming my palate has just changed a little bit, but I am excited about what we have here today.
I do feel like with a decent amount of people, pumpkin beers ends up being kind of a phase that they end up moving away from. Not saying that it's a problem if you're that person who just continually likes pumpkin beers, because, you know, there are people who have phases with every type of beer, you know, brown ales, IPAs, stouts, like whatever. But I think for us in particular, like, it was something we were into. I think I was actually never really into it. You were into it pretty intensely for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you just started gradually falling out. And, like, I remember each year we'd get pumpkin beers and you're, like, less and less excited about them as you were drinking them.
Because I remember being like, I don't like this one. I don't like this one. Oh, my God, I don't like any of them.
Like, what happened to my taste buds?
But I'm hoping I like some of these. So
a few reasons for doing this. One of those reasons is we've ignored pumpkin beers for a while. I think maybe even a few years on this podcast, just because I'm not a fan. So I figured, you know, it's about time that we go back to it. I know there are plenty of people out there who do really like pumpkin beers. So we should just suck it up, do it for the fans. And that's what we're doing with this. At this point, there are a lot of pumpkin beers on the shelf because it's that time of year. So I figured, you know, it's an on-the-shelf episode. It makes sense because this is mainly what's hitting the shelf is a lot of pumpkin stuff. So let's do that. And then the other reason is this is for a listener, Steve Pfeiffer, a guy who I wasn't even sure was listening to the podcast at first. He had been following me on... does he follow you on Untappd?
Yeah.
Yes, so he follows both of us on Untappd. And he would, like, toast every single beer that I checked into. And I thought he was a guy on there who just happened to be friends with me, because there's that, and just was liking everything that I was checking into. But then he made a comment recently, actually on our last On the Shelf episode, when we had that Southern Tier beer, and I wasn't too excited about it. Neither of us were. And I said some disparaging things about Southern Tier. And he actually commented on Untappd and called me out and put... referenced that episode of the show and said, basically, I can't remember verbatim, but to the effect of, you know, don't give up on Southern Tier. I really like a bunch of their stuff. Their Warlock is really good. I think you need to go back to that. So he was just kind of saying, don't give up on this brewery just yet. They are doing some good stuff. And we did admit in that episode that, you know, we still like things like their Chocolate Orange and their Creme Brulee and stuff like that. It's just by and large, we weren't huge. So part of this, because Southern Tier is very well known for their pumpkin beers, because they don't do just one. They started with just the Pumpking, and then they've kind of gone from there. So two of the beers in here are Southern Tier. The other two are other breweries. So is for Steve.
Yeah, and Carlin only wanted to have one Southern Tier pumpkin beer in here. And I was like, no, we have to have more than one, because in my mind, like, Southern Tier, like, rules the roost comes to pumpkin beer. And I remember when I did like pumpkin beers a little bit more than I do today, I really did like the Warlock. Obviously Pumpking is kind of like very highly sought after, you know, in the world of pumpkin beer. So anyway, on that note, my glass is
empty.
Yes,
this one is for Steve Pfeiffer, and, just to differentiate, I'm going to open the first beer and pour it, and I'll just say this one last thing. Just to differentiate, there are basically two types of pumpkin beers, really. There's the pumpkin beer that is about the spice of the pumpkin, and there's a pumpkin beer that's actually about the flavor of the actual pumpkin, and not necessarily about the spice. So that's two main versions of pumpkin beers. So I know a lot of people who are into either or both. And at the very end, since I said, you know, we're not huge on pumpkin beers, we'll taste through these four that we have. We'll talk about how we'd like them and don't like them. I don't know. And then in the end, I actually put a little list on my phone that Rebecca and I compiled of pumpkin beers from the past that we remember really liking. So we just make those as recommendations to you guys if you can get them. All right. So the first one, this one is by Dogfish Head. This one is also very highly thought of when you think of pumpkin beers. It's their pumpkin ale, brown ale brewed with pumpkin and spices, and it is 7% alcohol.
Okay.
Does it look like a pumpkin beer? Yes.
Yeah, it's like an amber.
Yeah. Amber, orange. It's very clear. It has some large bubbles just sitting on the top there.
I love the smell of this.
It doesn't... So it smells like there are spices there, but it's not like a lot.
It's, I mean, to me, you definitely can get that flesh of the pumpkin.
Yeah.
And then just like a little bit of like the nutmeg and spice, but it's not overpowering and it's pretty subtle.
I don't know if I'd be able to differentiate pumpkin and squash.
No.
Yeah. You know, because like a lot of times it's interchangeable. You know, people who make pumpkin pie, sometimes they're not actually using pumpkin. They're using butternut squash because it's very similar. So I think that kind of smell to me is kind of like, it could be a pumpkin smell. It could be a butternut squash smell. Hell, it could even be a yam smell. I've had yam beers and it's very similar. Yeah, but like a low spice in there. There is a little kind of like, there's a cinnamon. There's a little bit of kind of like a molasses, very light molasses in the nose.
I started drinking.
Well, save that. A little allspice maybe in there as well.
A little like.
And the pumpkin slash butternut squash we're talking about. Did you have anything else to add to the nose, even though you've already started drinking it?
No.
Okay, so you can take the lead on the flavor since I'm about to take mine.
I see why people like this. It's really easy to drink.
Yeah.
It has like a nice malty backbone.
Mm-hmm.
You get some of the pumpkin characteristics. You get a little spice. It's not overbearing. And the fact that the base of it is a brown ale, which is pretty...
easy going.
Yeah, like very approachable, you know.
Mm. It's not very bitter. Yeah, it's pretty malt driven. You do get a little bit of that pumpkin, actual fruit of the pumpkin flavor. And there's a little bit of spice. The spice is really, there's not a ton. Honestly, if anything, I think they could go a little more on the spices.
What?
For my taste, honestly.
This is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. Sorry. Well, just because I feel like when I smell it, I smell a little bit of spice. Yeah. And when I taste it, I taste even less than what I was smelling. And I just kind of felt like what it smelled like smelled good to me. Like that smelled appropriate to me. And I just think like maybe they can up the spices on it a little bit more for what I would drink. But then once again, I'm, you know, typically not going to buy this stuff because it's not my wheelhouse. So take it for what it is, people.
Well, I like this more than I remember liking it.
Well, that's good.
I will say that. It's hard for me because the emotions that I feel when drinking a beer with these spices, I don't know. For me, like, I don't know, when you drink a beer or really when you eat or drink anything, like you... For me, it's like you want to feel a certain way, or you're feeling a certain way, and you want that drink to kind of mirror what you're feeling. So for me, when drinking a beer kind of like this, I'd rather kind of navigate towards like a stout rather than a pumpkin beer to kind of get the same type of feeling and a flavor profile that I would like more.
What about those pumpkin beers out there that are stouts?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, like, a good pairing for you? Like, Warlock, we were talking about by Southern Tier. Like, that's a pumpkin stout. Another one I remember, even though...
I'd try Warlock again for sure.
Well, we could have gotten some at the liquor store. Was there.
I know.
It was there. So...
We could have done just all Southern Tier.
Did we? Were there enough?
Well, yeah, because we could have got...
I didn't want to do all that,
I
though.
I know you didn't, but we could have.
But we did half of it, so yeah. That's, you know.
But we could have.
We could have, yes, that's true. So, I feel like this could be the episode then, based on your reaction to this pumpkin, this could be an episode that rekindles your interest in pumpkin beers, potentially.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
Okay, so the next one is one of the Southern Tier beers.
I also would like to say one more thing. I think I could enjoy that beer in a bath.
What's the difference between not in a bath versus in the bath?
Well, because I feel like in the bathtub, I don't like to drink anything too heavy.
Yeah, it's easy.
But that beer gives me the same, again, it gives me that cozy feeling.
Okay. All right. Well, the second one we have here is one of the Southern Tier beers. It is their Cold Press Coffee Pumpkin. So it's a version of Pumpkin, which they've done a few because I think they have their regular Pumpkin, which is very much spice driven, like pumpkin pie spice driven. And then they have the Warlock, which I believe they say is a version of Pumpkin. It's just the stout version of Pumpkin. And then they have the Rum Barrel Aged Pumpkin that some people call Rum King. And then there's this one now that is the Cold Press Coffee Pumpkin, which is an Imperial Pumpkin Ale. They say ale with notes of pumpkin and light roasted coffee, 8.6% alcohol by volume. And it does say at the top that this is limited. This is a limited run.
Sometimes I wonder if they just put that on there for marketing.
Well, I mean, they may be saying, I've not seen this before, so they may be saying limited in the sense of they're giving it a go this season, and if it doesn't do as well as they want it to, then they might not ever do it again.
Right.
But then maybe they bring it back. Yeah, you never know. It looks lighter than the pumpkin.
Yeah.
But orange.
See, this looks more orange to me.
Yeah.
The last one was a deeper color.
Well, women can see more colors than men, so I'll have to trust you.
This...
There is a head to it. There's a decent head.
This smells delicious.
Ooh.
This kind of smells like...
Coffee.
It just smells like fall in a glass. And I feel like this could be a Yankee Candle, and it probably is a Yankee Candle.
That's actually a good point. It does smell like something that would be like a candle scent.
Like...
There's a lot of coffee to it.
Yes.
A lot of coffee. And when it says a light roast... I understand that perfectly when I smell it because it smells like very young green coffee, not like super roasty and heavy.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Wow. I could just like, I want to rub it all over my body and smell it. It smells so good.
So I feel like I also get some kind of caramelly notes.
Yeah. It smells
in the nose.
It kind of smells like,
it's like
vanilla, caramel, the spices, pumpkin, coffee. It's just like all those yummy fall cozy. You want to wrap yourself in a little blanket and drink this.
So what it makes me, when I smell it, what it makes me think of in dessert form would be if you're having for dessert a cup of light roasted coffee along with a pumpkin cheesecake with caramel drizzle on top. That's what it smells like.
Okay.
It smells really good. It really does.
I hope this doesn't ruin it. You don't
want to be disappointed in the flavor. This is that moment where Rebecca's like, please taste the way it smells. Please.
It delivers.
Hmm?
I don't know if I like it because it's pretty darn sweet.
It is sweet.
But this is a fantastic dessert beer for the fall.
The coffee's nice. I like the coffee in there. There's a little bit of an astringency on the end, though.
Really? I don't get that? No, not at all.
I'm perceiving a bit of an astringency. Well, it is 8.6. Yeah. And it's not like a ton of body to it.
No.
So when it's a higher alcohol like that and there's not a lot of body to back it up, like that's going to happen.
What do you think of the spice level on this?
So I do get some of the spices, but they're more subdued by the coffee.
Okay.
I feel like the coffee kind of stomps it down a little bit because I'm remembering what the actual pumpkin tastes like, mm-hmm. and there is a lot of spicing to pumpkin. So this is pumpkin just with that cold pressed light roast coffee, and that, yeah, I just feel like the roasty notes of the coffee is kind of bringing the spices down a little bit. I mean, for a pumpkin beer, I think it's pretty good.
I really My own criticism is it's a little too sweet.
Yeah, it is a little too sweet.
I don't think I could drink like an entire glass of this.
But we can split this 12-ounce bottle.
And I think that will, I will
yeah.
really enjoy that. I'm not going to lie, I would buy another bottle of this.
Oh, okay. So when we were in the liquor store, Rebecca like locked in on this because she saw coffee in it. And she was just like, we should do this one. We should definitely do this one.
And you kept trying to want to, you kept wanting to put it back. I'm like, no.
Well, because that's when I was like, we shouldn't repeat any. But and then, I was like, oh, well, if we repeat Southern Tier, we can do it for Steve.
Well, and my argument was Southern Tier is like known. Like this time of year, this is their jam. Yeah. And Pumpkin is the king of pumpkin beer.
So I do feel like I get a little bit of a caramel note in that. But I also get a little bit of a nutty note in there, which is interesting.
Huh. It's
got a lot going on. It does have a lot going on. And I think the coffee was a good idea. It definitely was. Which just makes me think of Elysian Brewing's Punkachino.
Right.
Which was kind of like an espresso pumpkin ale.
That was my jam for a while.
Yeah.
Well, when I say a while, a couple seasons.
Maybe like 2 or 3.
Again, but then the next time I had it, I was like, huh.
That's when you were like, these pumpkin beers are losing their luster. Yeah.
But I also don't know. I think I sat on it a little while, and maybe it just didn't really hold up.
So. That does happen. Yeah. That definitely becomes a problem. All right.
Okay. I'm just going to keep sipping on this.
Well, I'm moving to the next beer.
I know.
Okay. Well, I'll talk about it, and then I'll open it and pour some. So you'll just have to rinse on your own. So the next one it doesn't say limited, but it says special release, so it's kind of the same situation. I chose this one out, and this was the only bottle of this left.
Oh, really?
Yes, that I could see. So I think people are hitting this one hard. This is by New Belgium, not really known for doing pumpkin beers, and it is their Voodoo Ranger, which is like a series of kind of more experimental things they're doing, I believe. It's their Voodoo Ranger Atomic Pumpkin. And it is a pumpkin ale featuring cinnamon and habanero chili peppers. And the ABV is 6.4. See, that's, ABV-wise, that's more of what I think of when I think pumpkin ale. Like, lower like that, like around 6-ish. I'm interested in this. I really want to see what the peppers are going to do in there. Because it could be real interesting.
Well, and the cinnamon, so you're going to get kind of the...
Well, I feel like I already know what cinnamon does in pumpkin beers.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, like, you're going to get spice from two different...
Oh, that's true.
You know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But the one should be more of like a heat, I would think.
Well...
Oh, so this is just...
We will find out.
We will. This is just a lighter orange than the last two. So it's going down in color, like... Darker to lighter at the moment. All right. I'm ready to smell this. It's pretty clear. Mm. Oh, interesting.
It's very cinnamony.
Yeah, there's a lot of cinnamon to that. I can smell where there's a spice character. Not like the baking spices, but the
heat spice.
The heat spice from the habanero.
Maybe it's just because it's so cinnamon. And the only thing I can equate to that level of cinnamon is, like, applesauce or apple pie, but I'm getting some apple notes.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. Yeah, it's kind of like mashed pumpkin mixed with a little bit of applesauce and plenty of cinnamon.
Yeah.
Well, hold on a second.
No?
Yeah, I do see a little bit of apple in there. I was trying to make sure that that's actually, like... I'm actually getting it and making sure that it wasn't just something you were suggesting. So I was
you're so suggestible.
Thinking it, you know. Well, you know, everyone is to some degree. But yeah, I do see. It's subtle. And it plays more like cinnamon apple.
Yeah.
Which isn't, I mean, it doesn't smell off kilter in here, honestly. But it does present to me like the smell is almost a little buttery to me. So it kind of like makes me think of like...
An apple pie.
Well, it makes me more think of, like, pumpkin pie in a cookie form. Okay. In, like, a shortbread cookie form, maybe.
Gosh, I'm ready to do some baking.
Well, I wouldn't stop you. Go ahead. I'm not, because I don't bake. All right, so did you try it yet?
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
I'm not getting any of the pepper.
Oh, I get the heat of that. Only on the roof of my mouth.
Oh, okay. I'm getting it on that. I'm getting it on that on the finish. It's a thinner mouthfeel than the other two that we've had.
It's actually really thin.
And I think it's too cinnamony.
Yeah, there's a lot of cinnamon. It is. I feel like I taste that little bit of applesauce in there. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, for me, it's just like sweetness.
And apple, then some heat.
Applesauce, cinnamon, and then a little heat. And yeah, it's not my favorite.
Yeah, I'm not too impressed with this, honestly. I am, yeah, I'm not very impressed with this.
I mean, I could see why someone would like it. You know, again, if you're just kind of getting into beer, because it is sweet, especially for someone maybe who likes ciders. You know, and wants to maybe try a beer, because I think this has, like, it kind of reminds me of a cider.
So the way the heat's hitting me just on the roof of my mouth, it's, like, creeping up my sinus cavity and kind of, like, tingling my nose. It's kind of weird. And I will say, I don't feel like I really taste any pumpkin.
No.
Like, you can smell it. Yeah, you can smell it, but I just can't taste it. I feel like...
Can you smell pumpkin, or can you just smell spices which remind you of pumpkin?
No, you can smell pumpkin, too, but it is significantly more subtle. Because it's more like kind of like earthy vegetal.
I'm just getting that type apple. Smell.
Yeah, I don't smell pumpkin. I just don't. Well, I mean, I'm sorry. I did smell it. I don't taste it, like, at all.
Yeah.
And I think part of the reason is, I think the heat. I think the heat takes any lingering pumpkin away.
Mm. Okay.
And for that reason, I don't really think that this works. Maybe if you had more pumpkin flavor to it. Honestly, as an ale, I think that might be the big issue. If you have this exact beer recipe, but make it a stout as the base beer, I think that's going to work better. Because you have like that nice roasty malt to stand up to the heat of the habanero.
Yeah. Mm.
Take that run with the New Belgium. You can have it.
I don't want
you,
that.
You gotta. We don't have a dump bucket. Man up. Drink the rest of it. I did. I just slam it. As we had been saying, slam that nooner.
No. No one ever said that.
We did.
By we, you said you.
But you. I said it multiple times, so it then becomes we.
No. Absolutely not.
You didn't stop me, so you became an accomplice to that saying.
No.
Okay. Ooh, I feel like the spices are starting to get to me. Like, just the fact that I had three beers in a row with some spices in them, like, it's starting to fatigue me as a human being. Okay.
Okay.
So, the last one. This was the last bottle available that you got, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So, this was the last bottle of this. This is a beer that typically goes fast. Very, very, very fast. And it is the other Southern Tier beer. It is the Rum Barrel Aged Pumpkin, which is an Imperial Pumpkin Ale, brewed, which they say is ale brewed with pumpkins and pumpkin pie spice added, aged in rum barrels. And this is actually a vintage one. This is 2017, so there's an extra year in the bottle.
Yeah, so. And I'm kind of mad because after I bought this, the 2018 came out, which is in a 375?
Much smaller bottle.
What size is it, do you think?
Yeah, around like maybe 500. I think it may have been a 500 milliliter.
So it's cheaper.
Yes.
Which I think is a good idea, especially for this type of beer for us. But
ABV, guesses?
Oh, 9.5?
Yep.
Oh.
Exact.
Boom.
It is a 9.5.
It's fine. I was going to say 10. I'm like, I don't think it's quite 10.
It was on its way. So I do remember that when I was dabbling more in pumpkin beers, that this was one that I particularly did enjoy.
Yeah. We both enjoyed this last time we had it. I don't know when it was. A couple years ago.
Yeah, it's been a few years. I do believe, I've commented before on the podcast, that I've been doing these short beer tasting videos on YouTube called Brutal Battle Beer Breaks. If you just type in that, you can find it. Brutal Battle Beer Break. I remember doing a video for this beer. Oh, so if people want to go back and check that out, it should be there.
It'd be interesting to see, like...
Comparison.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would.
I feel kind of gross after that last beer.
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of nasty. I'm having, like, reflux or something.
Because of the heat. From the habaneros, too much.
Yeah.
Drink a little more water, maybe.
I'm good.
Okay, so what this looks like... We're back to a darker orange.
It's a little haze.
Yeah, I can't see through it. It's a little bit hazy. I'm assuming that's from the time in the rum barrel.
You get a lot of rum.
Oh, damn, I smell that rum.
Yeah.
There is like a particular... When you can smell a lot of rum, there's a particular spice note that you get that...
Wait, I don't even know how to describe it.
Well, it's like cola light in a way. Okay. Like there's a light cola note to it usually.
I think it has like a butter...
Well, this beer does smell buttery. You want to talk about like a cookie, like a shortbread cookie. This tastes like, or I'm sorry, we haven't tasted it yet. Smells like it has a shortbread cookie aspect to it.
Yeah.
It's very buttery in the smell. There is like a caramel going on in there.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of a woodiness. You can definitely smell that rum spirit.
I was going to say vanilla.
Yep, vanilla for sure. Plenty of vanilla.
I'm not getting a lot of like the pumpkin pie spice. Are you?
I do a little bit, and it's coming off to me kind of like graham cracker.
Okay, okay. Yep. See, I was going to... Yeah, okay, you're right.
It smells a little graham crackery.
Shortbready, like, biscuity.
Honestly, it does smell quite good. It does.
Mm.
Ooh. It's a little tart.
Yeah.
It's kind of sour. Gonna be honest. It's kind of sour. Is this what happens when it ages for an extra year in the bottle?
The first, like, when it first hits your tongue, it's like, oh, this is good. And then it falls,
gets sour.
Then it gets weird.
So the sour aspect to it isn't like, it's like a happy souring. It's kind of almost like when you taste like curdled milk. It's like the beer curdled a little bit.
Well, now I definitely feel sick. Where's my dump bucket?
You paid how much for this one?
I don't even want to say.
Legit, it's lemony.
I wish you could return a beer.
That's already open? I've done it.
Like, this is not...
I did it. I did it with a skunked IPA that I had some years ago.
This is not what I wanted.
I took in the empty bottle and I said this was skunked when I bought it, and they gave me a refund.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this isn't working. It's... I think the fresh... Like, when you smell it, you can see what the fresh is probably delivering to you. But a year in the bottle has not done anything good for this. They shouldn't have held on to it.
Yeah, ooh. I don't need to drink more of that.
Yeah, it's now a sour beer.
Yeah. Okay.
It is now a rum. But you do taste the rum. I will say that. The rum is definitely still there. And I do get a little bit of like a woody oak and vanilla. And the butteriness is still there.
Yeah, but there goes my $21 down the drain.
Jesus. Yeah. I see where there's good stuff there, but the souring just... Yeah. Yeah, the souring's just...
Yeah.
Although, honestly, as I continue to drink it, it gets less and less offensive, and it's not as bad, but it's still...
No.
Not really what you want.
Okay.
Okay, so let's rank these, and then I'll talk about some pumpkin beers we can remember liking that we can recommend to everyone. So, do you want to take a lead?
Okay, well, I think my number one is going to be Southern Tier's Cold Press Coffee Pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
Then my number two, Dogfish Head's Pumpkin Ale.
Mm-hmm. Number three is kind of tough, isn't it?
I guess I'm going to go the New Belgium Voodoo Ranger Atomic Pumpkin.
Okay.
And then the Southern Tier Rum Barrel Aged Pumpkin.
But I do feel like that Rum Barrel Aged Pumpkin would be number one if it was fresh.
I know.
It would. I feel like it would.
We need to do an addendum and get a fresh one.
I don't know about that. Ugh. Maybe we can just do it on our own. We could do another video. You could do a video on YouTube.
I don't want to do a video.
Okay, I'll give you my ranking. Going to be pretty similar. Number one, the cold press coffee pumpkin. That is pretty good. Number two, the pumpkin ale. Solid pumpkin beer. Number three is going to be the rum barrel aged pumpkin.
I'm
going
to go dump
because this. There's much more going on there than I think the Voodoo, the New Belgium Voodoo Ranger Atomic Pumpkin is doing. Like, I could continue with this rum barrel aged pumpkin. I could not continue with the New Belgium Atomic Pumpkin. I just couldn't, and that's because of the weird astringency, the fact that there is no pumpkin, and just the heat being a bit out of control. So, Rebecca's looking at pouring herself some more of the cold-pressed coffee pumpkin. Don't blame her.
Yeah.
And let me go ahead and tell you what we came up with list-wise. So, I'm gonna let you all know that there are a few beers on here from breweries that are now owned by Anheuser-Busch InBev. So if that's one of your things, I'll call them out. And if you don't want to buy it because it's Anheuser-Busch InBev, I understand that. But if you do, I'm throwing these out for people who don't care and they'll buy those. So the first one is Cigar City's Good Gourd. We were able to try this a few years ago and a lot of actual pumpkin flavor to it.
You actually liked this.
I did actually like that beer.
This was when I was into pumpkin beers and you did good. You did like online trade or something for it.
I did.
And you actually liked it. And I liked it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good. So the next one is Elysian Brewing, and they're owned by AB and Bev. They're Dark of the Moon. That was one of those stouts, like pumpkin stouts. I remember really liking that one. And Elysian, just like Southern Tier, was one of those breweries that they were putting out a lot of pumpkin, a lot of different pumpkin beers. I think one year I even saw that they did like a four pack of like four different pumpkin beers, which is a great idea. Great idea. So then another one was, we talked about it a little bit before, Elysian Brewing's Punkachino,
right,
which was like a espresso pumpkin ale.
Don't let it sit.
Then the Southern Tier Pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
And the Southern Tier Warlock,
right,
which we also talked about. Then we have Saucony Creek Brewing's Maple Mistress, which I actually believe is a yam beer. It's supposed to be like a pumpkin beer, but I think it's actually done with yam. And it's got maple flavors to it.
Or was it squash?
I think it's yam.
Well, whatever, it's not actual pumpkin.
Right, it's not. But it falls in that category. It comes out around the same time. And it's pretty well done. Rebecca used to be all about that.
Yeah, well, I wanted to do that for today's lineup, but got the kibosh.
Yeah. And then the last one is one that I actually love and would still drink now, but it's also owned by Anheuser-Busch InBev. But Wicked Weed Brewing, their Pompo Inn, which was a sour, intentionally sour pumpkin ale done aged in rum barrels with some spices.
We have any more of that left?
I think they're gone. I think I drank the last one.
Last Halloween?
Yeah. Not last Halloween, but the Halloween before that. I had brought a few of them home when we went to Asheville, which all the Wicked Weed beers we had purchased happened before Anheuser-Busch purchased Wicked Weed, which we actually still have some of those beers down in the closet.
I'm sure. Can you find them? Do you know where they are?
Yeah, I know exactly where they are. And you probably want me to go and pull out a Silencio to put in the fridge.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, that, for people who don't know, is their dark, their like sour stout with coffee and vanilla added.
Yes.
Very good. So, anyway, hopefully people enjoyed listening to us drink pumpkin beers that we didn't necessarily really want to drink.
No, but, I like two out of the four of them.
Yeah, the pumpkin's not bad. The cold press. Pumpkin, cold pressed coffee, is kind of impressive. I will say that.
I would like to buy another bottle and drink it while passing out Halloween candy.
I mean, you can make that a reality.
I can.
You definitely can do that. And I would encourage you to. I will root through the cellar and see if we don't have another Pompo in.
Because
that would be, actually, I might do it right after we end recording. Just so I have it teed up. Because Halloween's coming, folks.
Oh my god!
I get so excited about it because I don't know if I talked about it on this podcast or not, but every year for the past, I think this might be my fifth or sixth year in a row doing it, I watch at least 31 horror films in the month of October because I love horror and I love Halloween. And I think last year I watched 35 horror films in October. 35 or 36, something like that. So, just going to keep going, man.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks, Rebecca, for going through this with me. Shout out again to Steve Pfeiffer. Hopefully you appreciate that we were doing this. And I, to clarify, with the rum barrel-aged pumpkin, yeah, I am faulting the flavor to the liquor store Wine World aging it and not pumpkin, or and not Southern Tier. Because I know what the fresh rum barrel-aged pumpkin tastes like, and it is quite good. So, thank you everyone for listening, and until next time,
keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.